This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's time for BT and Sal to jam it up the A-gap.
Hi, BT. Our sights and thoughts from Week 13 in the NFL, or takeaways from Week 13 in the NFL. For me, the number one thing, and I actually made notes of this, usually we'll do it like the day, you know, that we're doing it, but I was watching these games in real time a lot because Giants already played and the Jets was, you know, the Jets. Russell Wilson, I watched a lot of that game with the Steelers and Bengals also because I picked it on Friday. I had the Bengals and it was a bad pick, but Russell Wilson looks incredible. I know he's had a good year, but that game in particular, he's dropping dimes all over the field. What a freaking renaissance from Russell Wilson. What a find by the Steelers. The perfect marriage. It shows you the organization having structure and a foundation, bringing in the right player. Russell Wilson wasn't guaranteed anything, competing with Justin Fields, and he has looked tremendous with the Steelers.
That's culture, you know, where, remember the Giants were thinking about him. Remember that? I was up there for a minute. And now, listen, if he comes here, I don't think he's leading the Giants to anything. But it does speak to what they have in place out there in Pittsburgh. I thought he was done. And like many, I thought he was done, but he's not. All right, I got one for you. This is just watching a game in the snow. I don't think there's anything cooler in sports. There's really not. I mean, it's not like you want to watch the Masters in a torrential downpour or, you know, these wacky, blustery 25-mile-per-hour winds that really impacts golf. But football's different. Now, I don't want to be there when it's snowing. And when I had season tickets for the Jets for a couple of years, there were a couple like that, and it's rough. It's rough parking. You obviously can't tailgate the same way because they have all the mounds of snow. It's just, it's different. But sitting on my couch and watching a snow game, there's nothing like it. And then you get to the dome, and it's or the various domes, fairly antiseptic, fairly benign. I mean, when you get, and it just snows and snows and snows, takes you back to playing in the street. I mean, we used to play football tackle on the concrete when it snowed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was awesome seeing that the other night.
Love watching the snow games. Another takeaway I had, what the heck is happening to Justin Tucker?
Yeesh.
He can't make a kick.
I know.
It's a major problem. And I thought the Ravens would beat the Eagles, proven wrong again. Went 0-3, actually, this week in the perfect parlay and had the Browns last night, which they should have covered, but they didn't. Either way, Justin Tucker, dude, he can't make a kick. And Harbaugh keeps trying to make him kick. Like, you just, at some point, you got to say, mercy, it's not going to happen here. Cost them the game against the Eagles, in part, cost them the game. But that is a major problem. When we do our power rankings and Ravens and all that stuff, and they've been up there for both of us, you know, over the course of the last 5-6 weeks or so, whatever it's been since we've been doing it, the Ravens are a top. You cannot win without a good kicker. Tucker went from being the best kicker to now not being able to make a kick.
He has, his brain has betrayed him. It's all mental. I mean, unless he's hurt, we don't know.
Right?
But yeah. I mean, listen, Sal, you get to this level, you have that kind of experience and that kind of success where, I mean, you are, and you're right. He was, you know, Vinatieri. It's a short list, but absolutely considered one of the absolute best of all time. No hyperbole. And now he is an absolute wreck where he's pushing, he's pulling. He's just, his brain has led to his undoing. He's a shell of what he was. I got one for you here.
Yeah.
You know, and I've kind of thought this, but it really hit me, maybe because I watched every single snap, and maybe when he does other games, I parachute in, bouncing from game to game. Tom Brady. Tom's got to get a whole lot better at his job. Now, to be fair, it's his first year doing this. I don't want to be nuts, but he just seems too, I like Tom, so it's not like a, like prepackaged, like from the wax museum. Like, just be a guy. Be a dude.
He looks like a wax museum guy.
He actually does. Did you see him on Instagram? I mean, I wish I looked like that at his age. You see what, he was pulling in a, it's actually pretty funny. So he's got, I don't know, maybe a mahi-mahi, whatever. It's somewhere down Florida. Pulls out a beautiful fish, shirtless. I mean, he's cut slash yoked. He looks phenomenal, right? But it's just like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah.
Really?
Six pack, dude.
Really?
He looks phenomenal. He really does.
He didn't look like that when he was playing.
No, I know. Although at the tail end, he started to with that whole Guerrero thing. Who knows what's going on? Whatever. Anyway.
Maybe like Giselle, you know, being pregnant has motivated him to, you know what I'm saying? Like
maybe.
You find out your ex is now pregnant, dating the trainer. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I could get abs, too.
Dating, not only dating a trainer, but dating a trainer that you can't kick his ass if you wanted to. He's like a fifth-tip black belt, so no matter what.
Well, if Brady took,
this kid's going to wreck you.
If Brady took his hands and put all his rings on it and punched them, maybe, you know,
that's true. Like that's true. Maybe, but when you're a fifth tip black belt, you're gonna intercept that punch before it even gets to your flesh.
Good
no,
point.
I hear it.
Good point.
The thing about Brady, though, like, I think he could be good and I think he could be great, but he's got to learn how to be a dude. He just seems a little disconnected from the rest of us. And think about, like, what made, I know it's a different presentation, but what made Madden Madden?
Yeah.
Looked like a slob, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, geez. But he did. He was like just the caveman, the everyman. I don't know. What makes Charles Barkley appealing? I know Charles has a gazillion dollars in the bank, but he's just a guy. He's like, Brady's just too waxed up, too stiff.
I got it. All right, a couple more real quick here. I mentioned this before, so I'll keep this one quick with Baldy a little bit. Nobody is seeming to rip that Penix pick now. Remember at the draft, oh, how could they take Penix? Look at the idiot Atlanta Falcons. Oh, they take a quarterback when they just signed Cousins. No, the bad move, and I said this before, before the signing, during the signing, before the draft, after the draft, the bad move was signing Kirk Cousins. Picking Penix was the right move. Kirk Cousins, you stink. He is horrible. How he has ripped off all these NFL teams for all the money that he's gotten. He is terrible. Good attitude, good person, bad quarterback. So it should be, as Baldy said himself, it should be the Penix show in Atlanta. And drafting Penix wasn't the problem. Signing Cousins was.
Yeah, there was a point where I was just never on the Kirk Cousins train. I'm like, oh my God, this guy, he looks average speed, if not below, average arm talent. Like, there's nothing special. He never admitted a single quality where I'm like, oh, this guy, this is the dude. And then he started throwing up 35 touchdowns a couple. I'm like, all right, I mean, you got to give him credit. Now he's back to being the guy that I really never thought was very good. First of all, he's getting older, the Achilles rupture, but yeah, it might be Penix time. And you were on top of that. A lot of people questioned the move there by drafting Penix when they did, when you had Kirk Cousins. Very well might prove to pay big dividends. I got something out. It came up very quickly before. I'm going to double down. There is a chance that the Jets and the Giants draft 1-2.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to take you through all the different machinations, but you can do it on Tankathon if you want. If you want to. I'll just tell you, here's the brief snapshot. Number one, all you need to know is this. Right now, the Giants are third. The Jets are sixth. Who's number one? The Jaguars are number one. The Jaguars' strength of schedule is very low. It's very below 50%. They play the Titans twice. They play Vegas. And they play, I can't even read my handwriting. They're another team that they're supposed to beat. So
it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships. And that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
The Jaguars are going to win some games.
Let me see. Can I make it out?
Can you make that out? There's no way you can make that
Vegas?
Out. Raiders!
Oh, okay.
There you go!
Okay.
You couldn't make that out, though, could you?
No, I'm seeing...
Look at that thing. Look at that Vegas. Little word there. Look at my scribble scratch.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. Yeah, you get like chicken scratch right
I do, but it works until it doesn't, which it didn't, but I figured it out. No, they're going to win some games, and Listen, the Giants, I don't even think they're going to beat the Saints this week. I don't. I know that they can.
They
I don't think that they
it.
Will. Jets ain't beating the Dolphins the final two times. There's a chance. 1-2, draft Jets
and Giants. Which is pathetic. And last one, this is just a quick note here. Because I watched a lot of the Cardinals-Vikings game. Cardinals, I do think, and Boldy talked about this, I would bet them right now to win that division.
I don't think you're wrong. I like them.
They are tough. A tough loss in Minnesota, but they are tough. And the other thing from that game, the difference to me with Sam Darnold, his confidence.
Dude. Yeah.
But it's not even just like he knows how to read the he looks like a different player because he's slinging it. He'll make mistakes. He'll throw interceptions. Sam Darnold's confidence right now is at an all-time high, certainly to anything that we saw when he was with the Jets or even with the Panthers after that. He is playing a very confident brand of football. Still not great, in my opinion, but the confidence is a world of difference from where it was.
Listen, the thing about Darnold, and because we were so, you know, run over by the Wilson stuff, it wasn't as heavy with Sam, maybe because with Zach it was the second time in a row we're going through this. So I thought Sam Darnold's time with the Jets was actually a little mispositioned. Like, he was better than people think. In 2019, he had 19 touchdowns, 13 picks. Like, not great, but nobody to throw the football to. 62% completion percentage. I remember, I think it was against the Broncos on a Thursday night game. He had this sick move. He juked out some linebacker in the open field, trucked him, and, like, took it to the house. Like, Darnold as a Jet, like, I don't want to say that I expected this kind of a renaissance because I didn't. But I'm not stunned. Whereas Zach Wilson goes on, if he goes on the rehab tour in a year or two, I think I'd be a little more surprised.
All right, there you have it. Week 13, jamming up the A-gap. All right, that does it for us. Thanks, everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoppe as well. Thanks to Craigie for stopping by.
That was fun.
Always fun to catch up with him. We'll be back at it tomorrow, BT, 10 a.m. Looking forward to seeing you then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens, if anything new, in the Soto sweepstakes. So stay tuned
for
that. Go Knicks tonight. Yeah, big NBA Cup game. We'll be locked into that as well. All right, Evan and Tiki coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.